We are joined now by our race winner, Martin Truex Jr. Martin, congratulations. Take us through the last 10 laps of the race.
Oh, last 10 laps of the race were easy. a little stressful. I just hoping for no cautions, you know, because we had a big lead. And it's funny when you have those, you get in those situations. You know, this place is so tricky and so technical, but when you start to take care of your equipment and have time to think, it almost gets harder, you know. So it's like, all right, just put laps together. Let's not make a mistake. If you let your guard down too much here, you can overshoot a corner real easy. So I tried to just back down my pace slightly, enough to make sure I wasn't going to hurt any parts of my car. No chances of locking up a tire or breaking a tranny or, you know, going off course or anything like that. But I still ran as hard as I thought I needed to. So it's a little stressful when you're in those situations because you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, all it worked out. And pretty cool to get the win here today after last year. So we thought about a lot. We thought a lot about that race last year, losing it, and it hurt. And we left here and thought about it for a long time. So to be able to come here and get it back was nice.
Open it up for questions. First we'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN.
Why do you always have that smirk? You're like Bob Pockris.
Yeah. Bob Pockris. I don't know.
Bob Pockris. You're not working. Your mic's not working.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Did you know that Cole and the crew were such good actors to be able to pretend like they were calling you into pit when they actually weren't?
Yeah. We're in California. They went to acting school this week. They were in L.A. for a couple days on the off weekend, learning how to do screenplays and such.
Thanks for the Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. So are you in the car and, you know, he calls you in and he says, okay, stay out, and he calls you in. Are you like, what is he doing? What the hell is going on? Or did you understand that they were trying something, or did you have just no idea?
I just drove the car. It's what I do, you know. Cole and I have a great relationship. I never question him when he's calling races and when he has, you know, things going on. When he's talking to me in the car, it's just, okay, it's yes or no answers for me. He told me to pit, and I was like, okay, I'm going to pit. And then he said, don't pit. So I'm like, fine, I'm just going to stay out. I realized once the four pitted for a lap, I guess it was a half a lap or a lap before, he said we were going to run nine more, that I knew the situation I was in sort of because, you know, anytime somebody pits for you at a track like this, you know you're going to be older tires. So I was just like, okay, let's just maximize. I want to maximize the time I lose by not making any mistakes, making sure I get everything I can every lap. And if I catch traffic, make sure I time it right and get by them. And, so it worked out good. But when he said, you know, pit and then stay out, I wasn't sure what was going on, to be honest. I just did what he said.
Go to Beth.
Apparently it was a bigger deal going on because everybody keeps asking me about it. So I'll have to watch the race broadcast and look at Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we never see people get snookered. Like, what do you guys say if you win races on pit road? It's not like that.
Hey, you guys are slick, man.
Cool. Donna Beth Weilman, Martinez News Gazette, and Benicia Herald. Last time you won, and there's been some years between there and here, and it's been a bit of an adventure for you. Any thoughts on that last win and what it's meant to you to win this time?
The last one here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. I remember that win like it was yesterday. It was huge. And I really feel like I treat every win the same as I did that day, you know. You never know when your last one's going to be. I went through a lot between my first win in my career and that first win here. And so I really had a completely different outlook, I guess, from my first one to that one. And I think since that one, I've really felt the same on all of them, that I feel really privileged, really blessed, and really lucky to be in the position I'm in for a lot of reasons. And you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow even. So I try to live them up as best I can and enjoy them as much as I can. People asked, where does this win rank? It's hard to rank them because they're all so special, and I know how hard they are to get. So It's a huge win. Road courses are, you know, something that everybody in the garage wants to win in a big way. And to be able to win here twice and to win at both the road courses has been pretty awesome for me. And it's kind of a feather in the cap for a stock car driver to get those. And, you know, definitely proud of it.
Do we have any questions upstairs?
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Martin, this is the first time in 31 years that the Cup Series has seen three road courses in the schedule. How do you feel about that direction with NASCAR adding more road courses to the schedule?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I enjoy them. I think it's fun. It's fun to do something different. You know, the fact that we build two-plus road course cars for two tracks, you know, it definitely makes sense budget-wise and for the teams to be able to run more of them. Aside from that, I just enjoy them. I think it's a lot of fun for us as drivers to do something different than the typical ovals, and I think the fans really enjoy them as well. It puts on a great show. It's really fun. It's really challenging. You know, our cars are these cars aren't really built for this kind of racetrack, and it's quite the challenge, but that's what makes it fun, and I think that's why all the drivers enjoy it, and so I'd be fine with it. And not sure how the Roval's going to go, so to speak. It's I think there's a lot of question marks about that still and where we land on tires and things like that for it. But one thing's for sure is it's going to be exciting, and you know, hopefully the fans enjoy it and we can you know, make it part of our regular schedule.
We have a second question upstairs.
Mike Kimber with USA Today. Martin, you're obviously going to be part of this championship race again. I know none of this is easy, but having been there last year and done that, does that give you a better shot this year? I mean, you sort of know what to expect and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been in the last 3 years, really. You know, 2015 we made the Final Four, and 16 we had a kind of a heartbreaking playoffs, and then last year, of course, you know, had the kind of the dream come true. So we've been, I guess, kind of on all sides of it, which I think doesn't hurt, but at the same time, it doesn't really, you know, make you perform. I think it keeps you in the right frame of mind. It keeps you from getting stressed out. I guess I think more than anything, our guys understand what it takes, what kind of cars we need to build, and, you know, what kind of approach we need to take to be prepared for it. But, you know, when it starts, if you're not, you know, if you're not running good or you're not fast enough, it's hard for your mindset or your experience to take over and make it all happen. We need to make sure we're performing well at that point in the season, and the guys are working hard to make sure we can do that. That's the most important thing, and we'll see what we can do.
Right here.
I was looking at the cars when they came in, and they're amazingly clean compared to road races here in the past. Any close calls out there for one? And number two, do you just think everybody's getting better at road racing than they were?
Yeah, I would say that to answer your second question first, I would say yes. I think the entire field is definitely better as a whole group. You know, you come back to this track, you know, year after year. You know, the Xfinity guys run more road courses today than they have. Even the trucks run road courses now. They go to Canada. And so I think, you know, K&N guys go to road courses. ARCA goes to road courses. I think just in general stock car racing, you come up with more road course experience today than you did, say, before I did. You know, I first started, it was very limited, you know, early 2000s, back in the 90s. So I feel like since then, all those series and the ladder system with all the road courses and these kids getting all this road course experience, I think plays a big part in that. Fact that most of the field has experience at it doesn't mean they're going to be really good at it, but at least they're good enough to stay on the track all day and not, you know, really make big mistakes and make big crashes and things like that. The other thing is the we didn't have a lot of cautions. You know, typically here cautions breed cautions. Restarts here are insane. They're very crazy. We've seen that in the past where if we get a late caution, you may have two or three or four in a row. So the fact that everybody played the stage breaks and we had clean restarts after that, I think, is a big part of that reason.
Right here.
Hi, Martin. I'm Jesse with the Elk Grove Courier. How good do you feel about repeating the championship this year?
I feel pretty good about it. You know, I feel like we're in a good position, and I've been asked this the last really couple weeks, I guess. And when we won Pocono, I was asked the same thing, and I feel good. I feel great about where we're at. We're doing the right things. Hard to say right now, honestly. I mean, we got a great team. Obviously, we did it last year. But that's no guarantee. There's other teams that have stepped up, and there's a lot of fast guys out there. So it takes a lot to go through the playoffs, and you know, the elimination format is really just tough. You know, one bad race, and you can find yourself on the outside looking in, like we were in 16. Even though you're strong and you run good, so you just got to be fast, you got to be consistent. Hopefully, we can continue to build up some more playoff bonus points. That's always a key, I think, just so you have something to fall back on if you do have a bad race. Last year we had a pile of them and we didn't even need them, which I wish we could have just carried them over since we didn't use them. Maybe you need to talk about that, but definitely want to get some of those just in case. I mean, something to fall back on will be nice. So today, gaining them today was nice, and hopefully we'll continue to gain a few as much as possible.
Well, congratulations. I was here on your last one with the Metro Ultra Racing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was cool. That was cool. Thank you.
Hey, don't be into that drink.
Yeah, I'm looking for beer. Sorry. Do they make purple beer? Let's fill it up. Yeah.
This whole thing out.
That microphone don't like you.
At first, we didn't know if you guys had a code or Cole had told you to
this
not
again.
Pit.
You already asked me.
No, but I want to know. Cole said that you guys don't use codes or anything
Some
teams do because you guys aren't smart enough to remember what they are. Pretty
That's
much.
That's right.
Is that is that accurate? Like, do you prefer not to have codes or not?
Yeah, no codes. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, because we've seen it before. Guys have codes, and then they call it out, and the guy's like, "Oh, what the hell? I thought it was the other way," and they screw up. So we don't do that. We do what we do, and you know, we tell each other what's going on, and we play off that. But today it was obviously a little bit different. But they had some insight that I didn't know about. So yeah, they played off of that.
Luis Torres, Motorsports Tribune. So, Martin, now as we go into the month of July, you have a lot of tracks like Kentucky and Daytona. Obviously, going forward, it's going to be an intense battle between you, Kevin, and Kyle. And notably with Harvick, how do you feel exactly when you beat him when he's at his peak right now?
I mean, that's a good question. I think we feel great when we beat him because not only him, but his whole team, they do an amazing job, and they're great competitors. They got a really good group of guys that are, you know, going to be tough to beat all season long. So, anytime you can beat those guys, it's it feels good. But just racing with them is fun. You know, today we played a little cat and mouse early in a race and went back and forth, and then you know, felt like he was a little stronger in the first stage, maybe the second stage, and then we got a lot better in the third stage and felt like before he pitted that last time, we were actually starting to catch him. So without the strategy, it was going to be a hell of a battle, I think, but just to race with those guys is awesome. You know, Rodney and Kevin are amazing, and they do a great job. So fun racing with them, and when you come out on top, you know you beat the best.